Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, March 22nd. Starting off the week with corn down 7, wheat up 2.5, beans down 2.25. Rest of the markets are relatively quiet. Silver, gold, and Bitcoin are lower, but the bean oil has been the star here again today. It's up 153 ticks. It's been up another 15 or so. Getting close to contract highs again, but not quite getting there. Contract high is 56.75. We got up to 56.59 today. Again, the demand for veg oils around the world remains strong. It looked like we had kind of solved the problem here up until today. We've gotten some sell signals in the bean oil. But we come back right here. That's been the case with these markets. The beans the other day gave us a pretty good sell signal on Thursday, came back on Friday. Corn, you know, looked like it was about to turn over and then came right back on Friday, but it's giving it back here today. So it's really been a mixed signals out here. The weather in Argentina is decidedly better. The weather in Brazil is decidedly better. They are getting beans out of the ports into China. The number of traffic ships in the lanes has really increased dramatically over the last 2 to 3 weeks. Brazilian exports into China were down about way off from what they had been, but that was because they couldn't get any beans into the ports because of the weather. Now the weather is better, they're getting beans to the ports, and I think that's going to change. Now, we had the big buying last week of corn from China, 3 to 4 million metric tons. We did not see any exports to start off the week. But I think, you know, overall, we need some really strong bullish news. The export inspections for the week came out right what they were looking for, 1.962 on the corn, the beans 45, what they were looking for, the wheat a little bit stronger, 648. That rallied the wheat from a little bit lower to a little bit higher here this morning. But overall, with the dollar relatively strong, conditions improving around the world, I believe the funds are now short wheat. So I think it's going to be pretty hard to really think of what's going to muster a rally in this wheat market anytime soon. But the funds are long more corn than we thought. They're still long a lot of oil, still long a fair amount of beans. But I just don't see the bullish news out here. I think what saved us last week was the bean oil and the corn. Bean oil is doing it today, but will it continue through the end of the day or literally through the end of the week? Who knows? I find it hard to believe we're expecting more palm oil production out of Malaysia. And I think we're doing some damage to demand at these high prices. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.